That's literally true. And she died that way because she lived that way. Anytime we take a trip to go over to Beaver Falls, because the buys were better there, the merchants were more reasonable. Of course, that meant that you could buy them a little more, less expensively. Or we'd go to North Park for a picnic, and Highland Park to the zoo. She always started the rosary, always. And she didn't have to ask for permission to do that either. She was in charge of the inner workings of that family, and my father loved her dearly, so she got away with anything. My father's name for my mother, as long as I can remember, was Sweet Love. I never heard any other name. Sweet Love. I don't think you could put two syllables more beautiful together in any language than that. And she was a tough German girl, too. A really no-nonsense with us kids until we had our conversion. And my conversion came at the age of 10. I remember it so well. 1938. Did I tell you that story? Oh, yeah, the pipe. I told you that. See, your memory goes after a while here. Yeah. And later on, even though Mom was pretty tough on all of us, I guess she had to be, my youngest brother, Bernard, could pick Mom up from behind. And he said, I'm not going to let you down until you tell me you love me three times. Fresh devil. But I remember, too, when we have a custom in our community. We wrap the hands of our mother in the casket with a manaturgium. See, when we're ordained a priest, we go up in front of the bishop like this as part of the ceremony. And there were 40 in our class that Saturday morning, June the 4th, 1955, in the crypt of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, Washington, D.C. And Bishop McNamara took the chrism and smeared our hands with that oil. And then they were tied up with a strip of cloth about a yard long and an inch wide. It's called the manaturgium, the binding for the hands. And the hands stayed tied up through a longer period of that ceremony. Well, after the ceremony was over for our class, we didn't take that manaturgium and pitch it into some cedar chest or drawer to let it dry rot there. We saved it, and I saved mine until the night before she was buried, August the 15th, 1962. Because according to this wonderful custom we have in our community, it was my job to take her hands, cold and stiff as they were, bring them together as best I could, and tie them up with that manaturgium. Because under God, I have hands to be anointed only because she and my dear father channeled them to me. And I'm glad they didn't stop after number 8. It's nice to meet such beautiful people as yourself. Nice to have life and have existence, to be a priest, to forgive sins, to restore the life of God to a penitent in confession, to put God right into your mouth. This is our faith, and I believe it with all my heart. But I remember when I was wrapping that manaturgium around Mom's hands, her hands are very cold. I don't know if you ever touched a corpse or not, but the texture of the hands, it seemed to me, was the same texture as that crystal rosary that was wrapping her hands. And it was hard to navigate that, to keep them together. But I did my best. That's a melodramatic moment. And I think I would have broken down at that particular moment. Then I spotted third finger, left hand, that wedding band. And how many times in my youth I felt that swift left backhand right across my sassy mouth. You learn pretty quickly when the sanctions are immediate. And that was a grace. It really was. But she loved the Mother of God. Every night when we'd kneel down to pray, and we had this middle room upstairs, she would kneel without support, and her hands were like this. And of course, we were always happy, though, when Mom was there, because the prayer lasted about one-third as long as it did when my father was there. If Mom was out playing bridge or 500 somewhere, and Dad was in charge, he could think of 1,000 intercessory prayers to bring up. I don't know if you know Irish people that way. They're different than the German people. That was an education, too, to be part of that mix. Yes.